Good morning. This is Communion Sunday, and I look forward to these every month. But I want us to think a little bit about communion this morning before we begin. And I will start by saying that we observe open communion in our church. We ask everyone to examine their own heart, and we offer communion to everyone who would like to take it. And that is certainly your choice. As the elements come around, you can accept them or you can pass. That is completely up to you. Sometimes we think of communion, I think, we get into kind of a habit of thinking that it is something that is done on some kind of a regular basis, which we do, the first Sunday of every month. But we relegate it to being more of a ceremony than we really think about what's involved. Communion is a daily activity. God has communion with His people, with Christian people, every single day. And we need to learn as people to recognize His presence and that communion in our life. When we are sick, when we are going through some kind of ailment, when we are worried about some issue, it is so great that we have a God who is with us and we have communion with Jesus, our Savior, at those times. I encourage you, when you're having difficulty in your life, to call people in the church, to call me and others and ask for prayer. That's what we're for. We're all a part of this. But we also have communion with our Savior during the good times. Whenever a new baby is born into the family, whenever one of our kids accomplishes something, whenever we get to spend a very joyous occasion with our family or with friends, with the people we love, we need to recognize Jesus is communing with us during those times also. I took my grandson hunting yesterday, as most of you know, and after he had killed a deer, the first thing he said was, "Thank you, Lord." I appreciate that, right? We need to give God thanks for what He gives us every day of our lives. That's communion. That is having an ongoing, continual relationship with our Savior. If we go to the Bible, to the book of St. Matthew, get some glasses so I can read this fine print. St. Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 26. "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and said to them, 'Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" If our ushers will come, you will bow your heads. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Son who gave his life for our soul. We thank you, Lord, that we have communion with him and with you in good times and in bad. We know that you are there, a constant friend, a constant person who's watching over us and who is helping us. I pray, Lord, your blessing on this communion service. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. As we distribute the elements, I would ask you to please hold them until everyone has received their elements, and we will take communion together. Now, as it is written, Jesus took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body. Take, eat this in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and blessed it and gave it to them and said, "Drink ye all of it. This is my blood." Brielle will be coming around with a basket to take up the cups.